It is good to see all of you as we bring the Advent season to a close. And our theme during Advent has been, Behold, the Faithfulness of God. And we will continue to prayerfully reflect on this theme during Christmas. When the word behold is used in the Bible, it usually invites the hearer to recognize what God is doing and to offer an appropriate response. In the gospel reading, the archangel Gabriel declares to Mary, Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. What is unique in this reading from the gospel according to St. Luke is that Mary also uses this word in her response to God. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. She recognized what God was doing, and she made the appropriate response with God's help. As this Advent season comes to a close in a few hours, the appropriate response to God that I'm focusing on is offering prophetic praise to God. Let us look to the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, and along with Saint Joseph, a patron saint of our parish. First of all, praising God is a prophetic action. Prophecy is not fortune telling. It is the faithful testimony about what God has already revealed, and it is a disposition to remain faithful to God. Several hundred years before the archangel visited Mary, God had made a commitment to King David that his household and his kingdom would endure forever. However, some of King David's successors would abandon God and place their trust in foreign powers who would take advantage of them, eventually conquering them. And the people of God were tempted to believe that the unfaithfulness of human beings would prevent this prophecy from coming to pass. But another prophet, not Nathan in his declaration to King David, but Isaiah in his prophecy to those who were exiled in Babylon. He, first of all, speaks of how the people of God felt. It was as if the family tree of David had been cut off to just a stump, lifeless. But God said through Isaiah that he is always faithful to his promises. And at a time of God's choosing, there would be a shoot that would sprout from the stump. And the gospel reading tells us specifically how this would happen. Indeed, the unfaithfulness of human beings, with the consequences of the unexpected twists and turns of human history, does not have the power to stop God. Nevertheless, God seeks the cooperation of faithful human beings who will cooperate with his grace. Praising God is a prophetic action, but it is also a personal action. The archangel offered this greeting to Mary, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. And in this greeting, Gabriel assures Mary that God has given her the ability to fulfill what God was calling her to be. Mary may have been troubled about the transition that was going to happen in her life, but she knew that she was blessed by God, who would never abandon her. While Mary has a unique vocation in salvation history, her example encourages us as we fulfill our common and distinctive vocations within the church. What God is calling us to be is personal, but it must be seen within the context of the community that God has created. When we cooperate with God to fulfill our calling, it will not only benefit us, but it will benefit others in ways seen and unseen on this side of eternity. The archangel said to Mary, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." As Mary heard these words, she saw how God was going to fulfill what the prophet Nathan said to King David in the book of 2 Samuel. She would have an extraordinary role in that, but she had confidence in how God would do it. She didn't question if God could do it. And she wasn't presented with an ultimatum. She wanted to have an understanding of how she would cooperate with God. And after Gabriel revealed how God would accomplish it by the power of the Holy Spirit and reassured her that nothing was impossible for God, Mary responded, "Behold, I recognize what God is doing. I am the handmaid of the Lord. And here is how I will respond. May it be done to me according to your word." The vocation that Mary received was personal, but she knew it would have an effect for the whole world. She is the first human being to believe that what God had promised humanity would be fulfilled specifically through the Lord Jesus Christ. And her response was not offered in resignation to her fate in life. It was an expression of resolve to be a participant in allowing the saving power of God to be at work among us and within us. The promise of God to save has been fulfilled, but we can only become beneficiaries of it as we cooperate with God, putting the teaching of Christ and his church into practice. Praising God upon our lips will not suffice. True love for God, ourselves, and others means to praise God by how we are living during every circumstance that life can bring. Praising God is a prophetic action. It's a personal action, but it is also a perpetual action. When the Blessed Mother professed her firm commitment to the Lord, she was not told how Jesus would fulfill what Gabriel had revealed, but she offered a full commitment to cooperate with God during every circumstance. Even before Jesus was born, after the angel had left her, she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. She went through the arduous journey of the hill country. And when she came to the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth, Elizabeth was filled with joy, and so was the child in her womb, John the Baptist. And filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And blessed are you who trust that the word of the Lord would be fulfilled." Even before the first Christmas, Mary offers praise to God. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." If the Blessed Mother offered a prophetic praise to God before the first Christmas happened, then we can offer it now before this coming of Christmas We can't wait till 4:30 tonight, or 7:30 or 11 o'clock tomorrow. Amid the delights and difficulties of daily life, we can depend on the faithfulness of God to work things out for our good. God will fulfill his promises and provide for our needs as we cooperate with him. And if he is Lord of the timing in which that will happen and in the way that will happen. And so in advance, we say, thanks be to God. We praise you forevermore. Amen.